In every state across the country, there are thousands of people waiting for a life-saving organ donation. And when you understand how easy it is to become an organ donor, that fact that there's any wait at all can become frustrating. My next guest joins us to discuss the importance of organ donation and dispel some of the myths associated with it. He is the Acting Division Director for the Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. Means he has a big business card, apparently. Frank Holloman, how are you today, sir?
Well, good morning to you and your listeners, and thank you for having me on your show to discuss this important issue of organ and tissue donation, as well as transplantation in our nation.
It certainly is. New Jersey is, this is one of the rare cases. New Jersey is seeing positive numbers, for example, organ donation and tissue has seen a 35% increase over the last 6 years, and over 500 organ donations or organs transplanted. That's the fourth year in a row for New Jersey, with kidney, then liver, heart, lung, and pancreas being the order of frequency. What is it about the organ donation process, do you think, that repels too many people, that only because they don't know the full story?
Well, we find ourselves the most we tackle is the myths that are related to organ transplantation or donation. And so the myths we wind up tackling are people feel they're too old, or because they have a health issue, or perhaps my religious beliefs doesn't allow for it. And so we encourage people to go to our website, organdonor.gov. There they can find the answers, the actual facts, frequently asked questions, as well as educational information to help them with these decisions. Our key message is don't rule yourself out, regardless of your age, your medical condition, or your ethnicity. The doctors will be the ones who make the decision whether your organs or tissues can be transplanted.
Now, so not to make light of the situation or be overly sarcastic or anything, there are people who legitimately say, paraphrasing here, well, I won't look good in the coffin, which is not, that's also another myth.
That is absolutely one of the myths that we address on our website, organdonor.gov, how people will look in terms of that coffin. The organs are internal, and so there are ways to procure them without the body looking any different.
Looking at a graph of the waiting list, and the numbers are, as I said, distressing when you understand how simple the registration process is to be an organ donor. Just as a comparison, 1991, there were 23,198 people on the national waiting list, all combined, and the most recent number is 2017, 115,000. That's 4,000, give or take, just in New Jersey alone. So take us through the organ donation process, because also at your website, organdonor.gov, there is, you just have to find your state, and it will take you to either a page that you have on your site or to a state-run webpage as well. But the process literally takes minutes.
You're absolutely correct, Chris. The numbers that you spoke to, over 113,000 people are currently on the waiting list, and that's men, women, and children. And someone new is added every 10 minutes to wait for a life-saving transplant. And unfortunately, there are about 20 people who die each day. And so we encourage your listeners, just take a few minutes, go to organdonor.gov. There you'll be directed to your state registry where you can sign up there. And you can also go to your local Department of Motor Vehicles where you can register to be a donor at the department as well.
So think of that when you go to the motor vehicle division here in New Jersey, for example. It's usually torture, but you can actually wind up doing something positive as you go through that torture as well. Starting point to find out more, and it's, again, we've talked about this a lot on the show, with April being Organ Donation Month as well, organdonor.gov. You'll find out how easy the process is, how much of a plus it is, and the ways that you can save so many lives in so many different ways. It's just doing a good thing. That is going to be a legacy. If you're always wondering what your legacy is going to be, this just might be at organdonor.gov. We've been joined by the Acting Division Director for the Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration, Frank Holloman. Mr. Holloman, thanks so much for your insight onto this very important topic and how easy it is for people to get involved.
Thank you for having me on your show, Chris. And again, to your listeners, we can all make a difference. So go out and provide someone with a life-saving gift. Thank you.